Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Awakenings with Michelle Mache, the weekly dose of spiritual and metaphysical insights and information for navigating the soul path. During the show, if you would like to call in for a reading or with comments or questions, call 347-539-5122 and press 1 on the keypad, or join the Sacred Space of Empowerment live chat. Create a username by registering with Blog Talk Radio. It's great to connect with all of you here.
Oh, I had to mute you for a second, everyone, while I'm clearing my throat. Welcome to the program, everyone. I'm your host, Michelle Mache, your pilot. And welcome to my co-pilots, co-hosts, and sound engineers, all of that and more in the chat room. They really help anchor the energy. Happy Wednesday. I hope everybody is doing amazing, and I hope you're riding these shifts and bumps and dips and waves of more increasing soul light. We're really being pushed to be more of ourselves on a soul level, and we're going to dive more into that in just a little bit. So if you're getting online, getting on air, and you have a question or a comment, the phone number is 347-531-5122. That's 347-531-5122, and press 1 on your keypad, and that lets me know that you would like to get on air. And I see familiar faces. Welcome guests in the chat. Welcome Divine Mystic, Lar, Monopoly, Tamara. Welcome to you all that are getting here, and welcome to all of you listening via iTunes, as well as TuneIn Radio, and of course the archives later on. I always like to give a little acknowledgement because we have the majority of our listeners do listen via other podcast stations, and particularly in the archives, but particularly iTunes. Thank you. I got some more appreciation feedback for the producers of the show, and which is great. And I had a meeting actually yesterday. No. Say Wednesday, right? How can I forget so soon? I didn't forget the day. I mean, I didn't forget a connecting, but my meeting was Monday. And it went well, so we're putting some things in motion to even do live. So you'll hear me talking about it, this and keeping everybody abreast, because this is a community endeavor. And you'll see also the how long it takes to do something like this. It's, you know, a couple of TV shows that I worked on back in the day, I mean, one of them, I didn't find out that I had gotten the part of the role. It was a hosting situation. It was 11 months later. Another one, 9 months. Sometimes it could be like 2-3 months turnaround, but sometimes it can be a lot longer. And I'll never forget, I got an email and a phone call. Do you remember that show that you auditioned for? You still want to do it. And it was based on the psychic realm and being a channel and being able to do tarot as well. They want, and I did house clearing. It was great. The pilot that went in England here was through Bravo, but it didn't quite make it here. But it was red energy on houses and therefore read the person in the house. It was pretty cool. So we have a great guest today. As you know, at the second half of the program, we always have our awakening conversations. And today we have Ariana will be with us, who is a channel. Quite an interesting background, and we'll be diving into a little bit about her and how she opened up to channel. And I love these kind of, this kind of topic, because so many people are opening, you know, my path, you know, having been born naturally psychic and been a channel or since channeling since 4, actually by the same thing as Jude Puravan, which I find very interesting. We have a lot of parallels, though my channeling was more relationship, interpersonal, you know, earth changes and about the soul, that there would be this dawning of the soul, this soul alignment, and to help people align to this and find their soul's purpose. And of course, Jude was very much, on the physics level. I think she even studied physics and quantum physics, and so she came in the science background and connecting with systems. And probably the oversold and the guys that, Michelle's not so good at math. We better not have her channeling. We better not have her go the science route. Let's keep her on the humanitarian, the interpersonal. So big hug to Denise DeFara, who's traveling also. And I'm going to get to one email question, then we're going to dive in a little bit on our topic, get to callers. Please, callers, if you have a question for me or a comment, press 1 on your keypad, and I'll pick up. And Divine Mystic in the chat got my joke about the math. Yeah, it's just not how my mind doesn't quite work that way. But, I did enough to take tests in school, and then that's about it. I just disappeared. So anything past equations or multiplication is not going to do so well with me. But anyway, something just happened with the... my callers. Okay, let me just see. I'm going to make a little adjustment here in the chat. What is happening here? Boy, that's funny. So obviously the guides are here with us and playing a little bit of a jokey here. My switchboard just got exponentially larger, and that was interesting. It just poofed by itself, just poofed up. Very interesting. So we're going to just make a little adjustment here so I can see the colors a little better. Okay. I'm zooming out, letting everybody know what to do. By the way, everyone, love your questions, love your comments, love your feedback. You can always connect with me, ask me questions to answer on air by emailing awakeningsradio@gmail.com. And all you publicists, media people, media relations people that listen to the program, please send your inquiries there as well. We have a great producer, Sadie, who culls over the material, sees if someone's a fit, and she knows the scheduling. Sometimes we're scheduled, months in advance, sometimes up to 6 months. So bear with us. It's a very popular program on iTunes, okay, apparently, and also VTR. So we're in the top tier of the programs. And that's not just me, that's you all, you that are grounding the energy, as well as the listeners, the community, and the great guests that we are able to have on. That has a lot to do with it. And people always wanting to come back on, always. And people always commenting about the chat room, how much they love the chat, that the people in the chat room are amazing. And I do have to agree. So I want to get, to a question. I tried to paraphrase it last week, and then I found it again. And I love these kinds of questions. So we've got, hi, Michelle. Let's just say that our conscious awareness is the part of our higher self that incarnates. Yes. Okay. So what is our conscious awareness? It is our higher self that incarnates. It's the soul in incarnation. So if we all get the idea of we are, you've heard where the macrocosm and the microcosm, it's heaven on earth. There's all these euphemisms and metaphors to describe what we are, even in the chant, the mantra. Soham, ham so in Sanskrit means I am that I am. So we are the sun, the moon, we are the totality of everything. However, and there's individual cells on other dimensions as well. So we can get really, kind of parse it up if we want to. And those cells have different experiences on different dimensions, which are different vibrational frequencies or complex frequencies. That's why seeing auras in a more of a relaxed or meditative state, especially if you're in a more of an alpha state, or beings of light, all of that happens by a shift in consciousness is what we mean ultimately is a shift in resonance. Expanding a resonance, which means relaxing the body. We don't have higher consciousness with an uptight body. It's very interesting. It's like meditation. Your body is very relaxed, but your mind is very active. And so there's actually more activity in the brain when we're in a relaxed state. We're able to take in and process more. And think about it. When you're in a state of fear, not that fear's bad, it's in its fleeting moments, but when we're in a chronic sick and we're going through something, we become very myopic. We become, our focus becomes very, very narrow. And so we're really not taking in a lot. Even if we're jumpy or whatever, we're not taking in a lot. We're not processing the data. It remains subconscious and not as much conscious. Or not conscious at all. That's what triggering is. It's unconscious reaction to something. We don't know, and a lot of times we can't stop it. So the soul is also our body. It's the individuated aspect. It's us as individuals of the cosmic collective, the infinite. So when we separate out, we're never separate, but when we separate out, so if we feel like the universe or God is expressing and experiencing itself as us, getting to know itself as us. It's dancing a dance just for the heck of it, because it wants to do these different dances. We each are dancers and dance partners of the cosmic divine. And vibrationally, when the separating out happens, it creates soul groups over souls that are actually us on a more expanded level, and groups of souls. So we incarnate with different experiences. We're all meant to kind of blend at some point, but as you know, people that are very, let's say, technical tend to hang out together, you know, more musical or artistic tend to hang out together. But there's crossing over, because sometimes you're artistic and very technical, or you're an engineer that's a painter, you know, or you're a rock musician that's an accountant, you know, all of the blending, you know, you're a landscaper that's an opera singer, you know, I don't know. Your dog walker that is a teacher, you know. So there's all this blending and harmonizing. And so we not only incarnate with each other, our soul group, and for some our twin flame as well. We're either in close contact or dream state or meditative. So then James is asking, upon death of the host, why wouldn't conscious self be met by the higher selves rather than family members? Are we talking one and the same? And DEers are really meeting aspects of their individuation of the all that is. By the way, I'm liking your photos and posts. Look happy and enjoying life. Yes, I am, James. Thank you. Well, it is all the same. And to some degree, if we really extend out into consciousness and the all that is, right? Everyone and everything is an aspect or is part of us, even our family members. They're living out those parts of us, so we're all these mirror reflections to some degree, because we are all connected at you know, at this super conscious level, a level of super consciousness. And so the closer we get into infinite understanding, infinite possibilities, the more enmeshed we are, the more we're intertwined in the subtle energy of the resonant fields. And the more, by the way, as you can tell, it's hard to describe. So, but that was a really, really good question. And, you know, put it this way, whatever form is needed to help you, assist you. Like when I had my near-death experience, the first one I was met by my guides and angels, an amazing group of beings, and it was just so amazing. The one that I had that my mom had brought me, I didn't even feel her. I felt her presence. I didn't see her. All I saw was the light. All I saw was white light and a tunnel of light, and felt myself expanding upward and outward into this light, like a big main flashlight. And then there was this like a tunnel and then light around it. And I had a lot of sensations in the body until I just poof went out. So again, it can be different for everyone, depending on beliefs. You know, in my shamanic work and in my bereavement work, I've helped people transition to the other side. And sometimes people have literally said, oh, I didn't know it was going to be like this, or why is it like this? Or I've had people that I've worked with that were in the process of leaving the denser physicality, and they can no longer move their mouth to talk. But I can tell psychically that they're hearing things and understanding, and I'm able to say, use your psychic voice to tell me. In other words, we now need to talk telepathically to relay what you need or what's going on. And then, of course, I was always amazed whenever I came up with, the family members understood, or the directions, oh, that makes sense, this and that, that and this. So you know, when you cross over, you have less and less connection into the denser frequencies, denser realities. That's why you need other people to come through, such as a channel, or something with an earth electromagnetic frequency, such as telephones, computers, lights, something that is of the earth plane frequency. You have the ability when you transition to use those, which is what our physical body is. Which brings me to a really great point, and then we are going to get to callers, that in the past, a lot of traditions have really tried to get us out of the body or not love the body or like the body, or thought that, you know, the carnal knowledge or the way of the flesh isn't good. And that's so far from the truth. It's in essence, really, through the flesh or through the earth. It's really what flesh is, right? It's the physicality, the denser physicality of us. It's the earth of us, the humanness, is what actually sets us free, and which brings us closer to our spirituality. Because the denser us, the denser, you know, us as physical form and all forms, is spirit in form. It's the formlessness in form. So there is an amazing right now whirlybird of energy that's happening. And ultimately, and you can look at it astrologically, the transition that is going on, the shifts that are going on, are actually getting us into more of our path and our purpose. So there's a lot of, you know, there's a lot of fiery energy with this fire trine. There's the aspects of the residue of the squares that are still in play. And it's squeezing us to go to that next level. And what is that next level? It's more authentic relating, expressing, and being. It's coming more and more from the soul and less from man-made constructs that were built out to control us or our desires. So whether it's personal relationships, business relationships, those are being tried and tested. I have a dear friend of mine, this has been going through a bunch of stuff, and some of it relates around money, some of it relating about, you know, even having to be challenged to, you know, come up with money to get a new vehicle and do other things on a, you know, personal level that are requiring, it seems like, oh my God, what did I do wrong? Why is all this happening to me? But we have to remember it is the higher self, the soul self saying, hey, your sandbox is too small. Get in a bigger one. We want better toys. We want bigger toys. You know, we want to have more fun. We want to be more of service. We want to share our gifts more. You know, come on. So that we is actually us. But it's that part of us that is demanding that we do grow, that we ultimately go to the next level. Many of you are going to find relationships, the idea of relationship changing. And let me explain that. Have you felt, now whether it's business, whether it's personal, have you felt one foot in, one foot out? You know, are you committed to your spiritual practice? Are you committed to that you are spirit in form and joyously taking on this earth plane, this earth ride? You know, not always easy. So there will be more testing of your spiritual nature. You know, I find right now the more you can get into your body, the more you can feel what's going on with you and process that. It's specific journaling, voice notes, imagery, any type of movement, and begin to feel where the body is leading you, what feels right for you. Don't push where it's not ready yet. And I even had a nice reminder from a client of that the other day in putting my workshops together. I'm doing a mentoring group. And for people that are already out there actually doing their soul path work, doing their soul's purpose, and they're wanting to bridge and actually, you know, make money at it. But they have to be clear. I mean, they have to actually be doing it. And this individual is actually just embarking, got out of the corporate world, is an embarking. Is actually doing. I mean, they're putting their money where their mouth is, so to speak. So And I thought, yeah, you're right, but something's coming through. There's something new coming through. And very often we're not comfortable with that. You know, as humans, we're taught to kind of not, don't like that ambiguous area, that gray zone. That's the time to do more meditation, breath work, chanting, mantra meditation. You know, I love so hum, hum so. That's a reminder to me when I start wigging out a little bit. I am that, that I am. Meaning I'm not alone. This is when you want to be more receptive to draw in those magical helpers. You know, when you kind of just take a breath, pull back and just look and go. And like I said last week, move from the pow to the wow. Get out of the kapow, wow. Get out, get into the wow. Get out of the pow. Get out of the fight and move into the sacredness of what's happening and the laughter, the absurdity of what's happening. Some of the things that we have to come up with as human beings just to get by. You know, it's quite amazing the things that we have to do and we have going on that we play out. You know, you've got to remember it is a play of consciousness, and on some level you're digging it, you know, on a soul level. That doesn't mean that we don't bring evolution of consciousness, that we bring more awareness through healing and clearing work and working with the inner plane, working with the subtle energy like the workshops I do, which last week, if you listened, it was just phenomenal that Dr. Elliot Maynard has a chapter in his book, Brave Mind, Living a Future Science World. He had how important learning to connect in and manage the subtle energy. And you've all heard me talking about that. And all my Soul Path workshops are based on that. Learning how to connect into the subtle energy. So, because when we do that, we not only think, it's not a mental thing, it's we feel it. We have an experiential, a tactile experience of our interconnectedness with everyone and everything. So anyway, thank you so much, James, for that question. You rock. That was amazing and a really good point. And bring them on. Bring them on. Bring on those questions. Email me at awakeningsradio@gmail.com with your questions, insight, feedback. And I will be getting the callers right now. So we've got 215-431. Welcome to the program. 215-431, you're on air.
Hi, Michelle. Ooh. This is Josh calling you from Turkey.
Oh, my God.
Hello,
Josh. Hello, welcome.
Hi. Thanks.
Yay, thanks Turkey, I love it. Yeah.
I'm not from Turkey. I'm from Las Vegas. We've met before, but I'm...
No, I know. Oh, no, I know. You came, yeah. No, I love it that you're calling from Turkey. I love that. I get a lot of Turkish... maybe it's because your vibration is there. I've been getting all the Turkish people, you know, Facebook friending me. So Awakenings is in Turkey also.
Wow.
So, Josh, yeah, what's your question?
So my question is, I'm just wondering if I have, like, some sort of past life connection to here or maybe some other reason why I may be here that I'm not fully conscious of.
I love that. Okay, let's see. Well, yeah, you know, what am I hearing? The word Hasafarta? It's not Sephardic. It's Hasafarta. Hasafarta? Something like that. Maybe it is Sephardic. I'm not sure. Sephardic roots. Actually, it is. Now, Josh, let me make sure. Have you been wearing, like, a lot of white or, like, white tunics by any chance? Because that's how I'm seeing you right now.
Not really.
Okay, so then I'm tapping into that, that life.
But I like that.
Oh, you do? Oh, very cool. You know what? You're connecting to your ancient mystic roots. So, I feel even you go, there's some place I feel like where there's some, near there, I don't know if it's clay, dirt clay, but it's kind of, you can take it in your hand. And you may even just be walking around and do this. Do you know where I'm talking about? It's a really neat kind of, I don't know why my hands are like holding something and then kind of rubbing it in. So I don't know if it's sand. It's a kind of, it's not like red clay, like of, it's a little lighter, like you have in New Mexico, but it's not like brown dirt like we have here. So connect in with that. Get a little bit of that in your hands. You do have mystical roots, and it is a call on a soul level to remember that and to connect in more with the mystical aspect of you. Is that making sense?
Yes.
Yeah. So not just the health, fitness, or the external, but actually the energy beyond, the subtle energy, what's below everything, the mystical, magical aspect, connect into mysticism. And that's the message for you.
Okay. Great. Awesome.
Help? Thanks for calling in.
All right.
Love it.
No problem. Thank you.
Have a great time. Let us know how it goes. Hi, 347-303. You're on Awakenings Radio.
Hi, Michelle. It's Tasha. How are you?
Hey, Tasha. Welcome. Doing great.
Thank you.
Loving today.
I have a question in reference to, I feel like I'm awakening more, and because of that, I feel like Spirit is trying to bring me a message that I don't understand or I'm not receiving it. But it's been more often now with my ex-husband's father has been sick in and out of the hospital. And I don't know if it's connected to that. Could you help me?
Yes, absolutely. So you feel you're opening more, and you're opening more in here, which is a subtle energy into spiritual, you know, things more on the spirit realm or spirit plane, and less to the denser and a lot of synchronicities. Welcome to my world, and welcome to how I grew up. Yeah, the thing is, when we open more to everything, and it's interesting, similar to Josh, who called in from Turkey, there's a similar with you, where there is this opening to the mystical part of yourself. Now, when this kind of stuff happens to me, when I'm on the show and people have, you know, two callers calling in, that means there's 200 to 2,000 with the same thing and maybe more. So everybody needs to kind of look at the mystical aspect of yourself. And what a mystic, we connect into, it's another form would be a shaman, another, you know, the intermediary between what is seen and unseen. And so there would be more contemplation, more writing, could even be poetry, more, you know, you think of Rumi, you think of connecting into that mystical aspect of us that we can feel but can't necessarily see, or if we do start, sometimes we do start seeing, you know, what others are not seeing. You know, that's even with people's motives, their emotional state, what they can handle, why they're going through something. You open up to that psychic, which is the psychic, comes from the Latin word psyche, which means soul. So you're seeing more and more with the eyes of the soul instead of the denser physical eyes or human eyes. And so, you know, music, incense, things that bring you more into that state and to celebrate that state. But I feel for you right now, you're getting a lot of these messages or connections to show to you, to prove to the human you that this is real. There is an interconnectedness to everything. There is this psychic part of everything and everyone. Sit in the garden, the elementals. You know, I the other day was clearing out my patio and moving some of my plants around and raking leaves, and started getting little lights flickering and visitations. And it's like, okay, the elementals are being called in, you know. It wasn't just the birds and the, you know, the hummingbirds and the bees and the flies. The flies have been around too, unfortunately. you know, everything comes all together. So Hildegard Bingham, there's some great mystics. There's the Kabbalah is the mystical aspect of the Torah. So numerology, astrology, in its purest form, is a lot of times people say scientific, but it's also it's one of the esoteric sciences. So so getting into that, so that's what's happening. Does that make sense?
It does. Yeah.
Yeah.
It does.
So we embrace it, and I say when you start having these kinds of experiences, it is really a great idea to journal or even just sit with it, be with the experience that you're having, and then contemplate and reflect on it and ask that part of you, hey, help me with this, or what do I need to know? You know, I've been going through something and I just kind of opened up and said, hey, help me on this. I want this new direction. Show me, you know. Dream Master put as sages. Yeah, and that's the thing that, yeah, you know, I don't like to overread as we're all sages. Michelle's awesome. He'll next speak. So, no, that's fine. People can put stuff in the chat. Yeah, it's that sage, you know, the wisdom, but the sage is the wisdom part of us. And that comes with the experience. The mystical part of us is always there. The sage may or may not be. But it is to, yeah, connect in, you know, to that part of us that knows, you know, the knower.
In reference to my my ex-husband's father, like with his health, and I feel like there's something going on in the household that he's in. I feel like I'm being called mm-hmm. to help him in some way, but I don't know how. And then it's like the family's against me saying something, and so I don't know if I should just back off and leave it alone, because I feel that if he continues to stay in that household, then he may not make it. Unfortunately.
Well, that's his path. I feel for you, do what you can. And this is the mystical aspect of you. Even get into meditation. You know, you can connect into his higher self. You can have a wonderful interconnection there.
Awesome.
Clear, and then let it go and bring that energy back to you. You know, okay. I've been getting that a lot. There's a few things that I've really wanted to step in and kind of save the day. And I heard, let them follow through. Let them find their way. Let them find their way. Because all of us right now, if you look at the aspects even astrologically, not only are we freeing up to be more of our true selves, to, you know, connect on a soul level, we're kind of in mental emotional strength training. You know, we're being forced to use our muscles to get stronger in our faith, trust, belief, and inner knowing, and to connect more with our inner. So other people are having the same thing too. Everybody's being challenged right now to, you know, like I always say, we move from faith, belief, to knowing, and then that knowing turns into an inner knowing. You know, once you can say, well, I have the faith this is going to happen. You know, I have faith. Then I have I have the belief because it's happened before, and then I know it's going to happen because the universe right. always shows up for me, or the higher self. And then this inner knowing that we start living from. So that is everybody, even if it doesn't look like they are operating on that level, if they're in your life, to some degree they are, because everything happens by resonance. So you can't have somebody in your life that they may not be consciously aware, but on a soul level, they are going through these shifts and you know, raising their consciousness is being expanded as well.
Okay. Everything makes sense that you said. Yeah, definitely.
Good. Good, good, good.
Thanks
for calling in, Tasha.
Blessings.
Hi, 631-909. You're on Awakenings Radio. Welcome.
Yes, hi. Hello. I wanted a reading. I wanted a reading, too, if possible.
Okay, so just ask the question.
I have a gut feeling that my son's going to be moving back in with me. He lives with his dad right now. When do you see that?
Okay, and what's your first name?
Suzanne.
Suzanne, okay. Is it S-U-Z?
S-U-Z-A-N-N-E.
Yeah, got it. That's what I wrote down. Okay. All right. Now, is he in middle school? Let me make sure I have the right
question. Yeah, my gosh, he's eighth grade. He'll be in high school next year in eighth grade.
Yeah, so he's middle school, yeah.
Yes, a couple more months to go. Well, till the eighth grade's over.
I feel like, has he been back? If he hasn't been back and forth, I feel there's a back and forth kind of situation.
Yeah, he is. He used to live with me, then the past he was with his dad, but I want him to come back to me to live.
Uh-huh. I'm feeling more of the back and forth. There seems to be something around 15, maybe 16, but it may be on a school. So I don't know if you're in a different system.
Yeah, I'm in a different
former.
Yeah.
Okay, because I feel like it's going to have to do with the change of school. that he's not, there's one that he's going to want to, and that might be what you're picking up, want to come back to the one that's in your, you know, jurisdiction or, you know, neighborhood.
Well, I think
and,
he likes,
and that,
it's over an hour away. That's what it is. We live over an hour away.
From the school?
From each other, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Well, it seems to come with the change of school. It seems to revolve around something to do with the school that he will, you know, come back. But right now I'm seeing more of the back and forth.
So you don't see it for like next year?
Is that when he goes to high school?
Yeah, ninth grade.
Ninth grade. But that's not 16. See, there seems to be something around age 16. Who's got, unless he changes school, where how far is the school from your house?
It's a long ways.
Is there another school, though, that he would transfer to?
No.
See,
where he lives
so,
is very small. They only have one school from kindergarten to 12th grade, one school. I live in a bigger area where there's elementary school,
He might want to change, because I'm not seeing that. He might, at some point, for whatever reason, want to change schools. I don't know if he meets somebody from the school where you are, but that's where the change is.
But you don't see it until 16?
No, I don't, I'm not seeing it next year. I'm not seeing it
I'm
next
sorry,
year.
Did you say 15 or 16?
Between 15 and 16, but I'm not seeing it next year. Next year, I'm seeing the back and forth.
Can I ask a little bit about what do you see with my love life?
I got to move on, but you can call back in because we have such a long queue. Thanks for calling in, Suzanne. Much peace.
Okay.
Hi, 267-777. You're on Awakening.
Hi, Michelle. It's Blair.
Hey, Blair. Great to connect.
How are you?
What's your question today? I'm doing great.
Okay.
Loving everybody.
So right now, I don't have a place to live. Me and my two roommates were looking for apartments in March, and we didn't have any luck, and we still had to move out on April 1st. So right now, I'm, like, couch surfing. One of the roommates decided to take a room somewhere in Harlem, and the other one left today for California. She'll be back. She just went to Coachella Festival. But I'm just, like, here, like, okay,
right.
So.
I see you rooming with that person, your friend. You will find a place. Remember I said it was going to be down to the wire and not quite as soon as you wanted to. It's
right.
It's going to be an overlap. So, but I do see you getting an apartment with her. And it's funny you say California because I feel your energy somehow here. So you may even be coming to visit or contemplate a move. There's something with a connection to the California area as well. But for the now, I do see you East Coast, New York, that kind of area, and I do see the her coming back and rooming with you.
Okay, because I'm just like so confused right now on what's going on, but okay, that clears it up.
Just wait, there's a lot of testing right now. That's why I was talking about the top of the program. Go ahead.
No, I had two friends, like I was telling them my situation. My two friends were like, you know, you're being tested right now. So just like, you know, hang in there.
Yeah. It's happening. You know, I've been getting it too. I mean, it's just, I'm kind of moving now into the wow of it. I'm moving out of the fight of it, the resistance, like pow, pow, you know, pow, 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 fighting. I'm kind of moving into it. Okay. Let me just feel things out. And when I feel things out, even though I feel like, okay, why is this not happening? Or it's taking so long, you know, or why is this drama here? Why am I now working with this person? That's a kind of drama. What's happening here? What's going on? You know, but it is the testing.
Right.
The thing is, we can't get to the next level. Think about this. If our body, mind, the metaphor in the dream therapy work that I do, the mind and the body always represent kind of how we reside, you know, or the body, you know, or a car, how we get around life. The house represents our mental emotional state. You've got the basement, the subconscious, what's down there, the living room where we live more consciously. That you go up the stairs into the attic and beyond, you know, maybe a deck up, you know, the further up you get in the higher consciousness. So if we look at that metaphor, think about when builders you know, build a building or build a house, they have to reinforce it with beams. And then there's tools to test it. Oh, is that beam strong enough? You know,
right.
They've got electronic, right? So that's what's happening with all of us. You know, we're like these high rises, and we have to be, you know, be able to sway in the wind, you know, withstand earthquakes, you know, can we withstand water, the emotions lapping up against us. So it is a big testing period, you know, and we're testing ourselves to see, are we ready for that next level? So thanks, Blair, for coming in and for coming into the little, into the community, being a part of Awakenings and calling in.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Blessings.
Bye.
Bye. Yes, Crystal Bowls, so much has been going on. I'm going to have another teleworkshop the 25th, I believe. So for everybody, put a little save the date, 3 p.m. Pacific time. I'm going to be starting to do something also where it'll be in person and virtual at the same time. I'm excited. Excited for that. So I will keep everybody posted, though, and thank you. And by the way, the newsletter will get out. My soul, I've just had a lot going on, and needless to say, that's why, you know, it's late. So always know if it's late, still, it will get, you know, it will get done between, I would say now between the 1st, and usually the 5th, but I think it's going to be like before the 10th. So such is life right now with everything being kind of overflowing. So Dream Master, love your singing voice. Do you? Maybe I'll sing. I'll sing some of my songs I've been writing. All right, let's get to the next caller, shall we? I want to really connect in. We've got a few more callers before our guest comes on. Hi, 818-850. Welcome to the program. Who's on
the
line?
Hi, Michelle. It's Gail.
Hey, Gail. Welcome.
Hello.
Hey,
welcome.
Hi.
Thank you for picking up. I had to call and tell you that everything that you read on Cole last week happened, and he's now awake. And
oh, my gosh. Wow.
Yes, he's. I actually got a photo of him today out in the sunshine in his wheelchair, and it's just so exciting.
Oh, he's
I just
in the
had to call
like
in.
I saw. Oh, my God.
Yeah, he is walking by. He is able to walk with help, and there are certain parts of his brain that are not quite functioning properly yet, like he doesn't know what an octopus is, stuff like that, but it's just a miracle. The doctors and the nurses and everybody said that he's the first one they've ever seen go through this that didn't go out with a sheet over his head.
Wow.
So I just had
to
call.
Well, that brother of his, I mean, his will turned around, but that brother definitely helped, you know.
Yeah, the brother has now left rehab and is using again. So I was going to ask you, what do you see is, I know this was really cool because you started covering some of this earlier in the show, and what is the best way to support, for me to be supporting this whole situation now with these two guys?
Well, I feel part of the reason, obviously, that the other one came back is to help the brother, okay? So they've got a majorly strong pact. And I think, you know, having a sit down heart to heart, or even emailing something coming from the heart, very kind of, you know, loving but firm, direct, like, hey, it's up to you, but I see you this way, that way. Here's the thing with the both of them that I feel they have a really, really difficult time accepting love and accepting their greatness, even though they're different. There is they're not able
to
take,
right.
They don't feel, it's beyond self-esteem or worthy. There's some of that too, but it's the love or people seeing that they do have this amazing light, even though it may be different than most children growing up, you know, and most
absolutely,
you know,
right.
Teenagers and adults. So that's what's going on. And, I would say just calling them on that. I would write an email or something, or just a letter and give it to them, and just calling them on what you see. You see their light, you see their greatness. No matter how much they try to cover it up, it's there. And
right.
Hey, I'm here to help you shine it, you know, and then just leave it. Because there is this, you know, I mean, this guy did call this, not only call it in, but I do feel actually, no matter what he says, or I don't know what he has said, but did try to do this, did want to exit.
I absolutely believe that, because now he's just having a hard time forgiving himself for killing himself. How could I do that to myself? So now, you know, instead of focusing, oh, my God, I'm a miracle, and I'm back, and what did I come back for? Now it's like the, I got to beat myself up again.
Yeah, that he's worth. But it seems to be a bumpy road for them. So I don't know. I don't, you know, I'm feeling something will clear with them, honestly. But that, I feel, is the brother coming back is supposed to help the other one.
Wow. Okay. Very cool. Well, I just wanted to share with the listeners and how exciting this whole thing has been, and thank you for your help.
Oh, you're welcome, and I'm so glad. Thank you for calling in and letting me know. I love the the feedback, and I love that he did, you know, that it came about that he is, you know, in the darn wheelchair. And,
yeah, everything.
You know,
I mean, you just were reading it 100% right on, which really helped me, because I was just stepping out, you know, in faith, saying what you were saying, because
hard.
I was getting the same thing.
Yeah. Well, it's nice when we get those confirmations for each other. And we've got Tamara in the chat saying it's the twin thing there to help one another, symbiotic. Awesome miracle.
Yeah,
girl.
Right.
Yeah.
I definitely believe that. Okay, thank you. Bye-bye.
All right, blessings. Bye-bye. Okay, we've got, hi, 323-638. You're on air.
Oh, hey, Michelle. It's me, Angela.
Hey.
Hey.
How are
you? I'm pretty good.
Welcome to the program.
So I talked to you last week, and I remember we were talking about the pow kapow, moving from there to the wow.
Yes.
I think I've been doing it because it's not my usual. Like sometimes, okay, often I would just engage. But I felt like I've been stepping back more when triggered. And instead of engaging, like, full force, I've been, like stepping back, but also taking action so my piece gets heard, just, like, because I've done that with family members where they, like, with my dad, he started yelling, and then I stepped back, I sent an email where I felt I had, like, because I had to say my piece, and then also I kind of put what I feel was, like, a soothing balm on the situation, like, hey, can't we all treat each other kinder and gentler, and, you know, our lives here are only so long on earth, so I just felt like, you know, I felt good about that. And then, like, with my sister, there was an issue with how I had an issue with how she was treating her dog, because I'm taking care of the dog myself too, and instead of you know, being confrontational and in someone's face, I spoke my piece and felt heard. Like I think my style of communication has softened. And I think because of that has helped the situation.
Wow.
Because it's like I do feel there is, it's like you know, sometimes you hear something like getting out of the pow, kapow, and moving into the wow. Like, I like it because it's catchy and it's an easy thing to remember. So,
exactly.
Like, for me, I wrote it on my forearm, actually. Like, I don't have
any
tattoos.
I love it!
Yeah, but I have a calligraphy pen, and I drew a little cartoon that, like, I wrote X, and then I put an arrow, and then I put wow. So, for me, that's an instant trigger to, like, move to the wow. But the weird part is, since I've been doing that, my love life is kind of weird, but not in a bad way. It's just like, so in the past month, I feel like I've been moving out, just because guys, like, in the past month, just, I, like I said, I previously, I had started dating and being open to, you know, interacting, dating with guys recently, but it's like guys have been acting weird. Like yesterday, this guy was following me around the grocery store at night. I'm dressed like a nun. Like, I'm not remotely seductive looking at all. Like, I just came from the gym. I was actually on the phone with another romantic prospect when I noticed that I had caught this other guy's eye in a grocery store late at night. I just went to grab something quick. And I noticed, like, he seemed to be following me. So he followed me for 3 aisles. And I was like, okay, that's not coincidence. So it was the first time I checked out that quickly. Like, I grabbed a random item, checked out, and I actually ran to my car because I didn't want him to follow me. But I'm like, what's going on? Like, I was wondering, what do you see in my love life or what's going on there? Because, like, I don't understand. Like,
you're opening up. You're opening up. So one of the things that happens, and sometimes, you know, again, we get what we can most handle or absorb. So sometimes we get, I call, little openers, and it could be somebody you're just casually dating. It could be for some, the openers, being able to receive the attention more and play with it and have fun. And, somebody, they like me. I kind of like them. Or, we have this great conversation. You know, to sometimes it can be a relationship that may isn't, you know, the forever always, but it's an opener, and there's some learning there. To then, as we open more on a soul level and are in more in resonance, then there is that partner that comes in, that life partner that's also a soulmate, you know.
Okay.
And I will say, one of the things that I am seeing right now, because obviously there's many soulmates, and to some degree we're all soulmates if we're connected. But I am seeing right now more of an incarnation or reconnecting with one's twin flame, where it's, I call it the fricky to your fracky. It's a real kind of, you're working on similar issues, maybe from a different direction. That can be a lot of intensity, sometimes drama to work through because there's trauma, you know, but there's this real pact to get through to it and get to the next level. So there, right now, the soul is calling in, like all of us, we are doing this. We're saying, hey, we're getting to that next level, and we're giving back, and we're helping, you know, ourselves, our friends, our family, giving back to the community. We want to make a difference. So many relationships right now, especially with starseeds and light workers, healers in particular, it's an interconnectedness. It's an interdependence that's there. There is a symbiosis to it. There is, hey, we're going to this same place. You know, I always like the analogy of hiking because I love hiking and going on, or camping. You know, it's like each person brings their gifts. There's always that person with the guitar. There's always the person, the great fire starter. There's the person that cooks well. There's the person that sets the tent up well or gets people going. You know what I mean? So right now, be open to that, vision it, meditate on that, and then feel what it feels like to have that in your life, and that will start drawing that person to you.
Okay. Do you see
him
coming into my life anytime soon?
I feel you're just starting to open up to that, so it's soon. I'm not getting an exact, exact time, but I'm feeling that you're starting to get the opening. And as you're, here's another thing. If you're putting, like what you're doing with your sister, many people are doing this, if you're putting your energy into places where it's not really wanted or needed or reciprocated, the person can't handle it, you're trying to help somebody that right now doesn't want to be helped, don't do that too much, because what that does is it zaps your energy, and now that's your polarity, now that's your game. To some degree, when we call in a relationship, they are a polarity to us. Right? They're, it's a call for the soul to complete itself from that part of itself that's manifested in another person. So if, you know, a lot of times people that I work with personally or in the workshop, I can't, and I'm not saying this is you particularly, but they're so, that space is taken up. Sometimes it's by their dog or their children. Why am I not meeting anybody? Well, because your dog, not that there's nothing wrong sleeping, you know, Yoshi sleeps at the bottom of the bed, but when they have the boyfriend, the dog is in between them and the boyfriend or the girlfriend, you know, or everywhere they go, they take the dog. I'm like, there's not much room for the guy or the girl here. You know, there's not much room. You know, so you've got to create the openings, you know, so that's a little 2 cents. All right, my dear, going to get on. I'm waiting for our guest, Ariana. Thank you so much. I always love hearing from you. See you, Angela. So I don't know if you're calling from a private number. I put the call into the multicast, but we're just gonna get on. Dream Master, are you 508 or 808? Let me know. We're gonna get to the next one, which is 224-627. 224-627. Hello.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Welcome. Yes. Yes,
hi.
I can.
Okay.
Hi.
Okay, I'm on speakerphone. My name is Bonnie.
Hi, Bonnie. Welcome to the program. What's your question?
I had one of these kinds of dreams on Saturday night that...
Oh, good. I love dream therapy.
Felt like
dream
an
interpretation.
Ushering
yes.
in. Pardon me?
I love dreams. Go ahead. I had a great one this
me
morning.
Too.
Go ahead.
Oh, my gosh. Well, this one felt like an ushering in, an entrance to... There was, you know, cave, there's fish, there's hiking. I just was wondering if you saw anything. I mean, I have an idea what it means to me, but do you see anything about this?
The ushering in. Let's see. Is it a long dream? What was the main focus of the dream?
Well, the most troubling.
Let's see where you're at.
So there's a fish in an aquarium, and something came in, attached itself to the fish, and just bled it dry. The tank was in, the water was very bloody, and the fish was still. I didn't get the sense that it was dead, but it was very quiet. The fish was. And after that, there was this hiking, and we entered a cave, and it felt like being inside of a glacier, but it was very warm. But the weird thing was, there was light at the top, so I felt like that was ice, but everything around was brown or green. So.
Okay, brown or green. Okay, so I do feel an ushering in, but because I was talking at the beginning of the program, it seems that you do need to open up more to your spirituality, the spiritual essence of who you are, the infinite
mm-hmm.
aspect of your being, the mystical aspect, and bring that into your, that's the dirt, bring that into your everyday life. So it's not dead, but it's sleeping. So there is a resurrection that is taking place. And it's interesting because we're at that time of renewal and resurrecting, bringing up. And I do see you energetically as this amazing warrior princess, like a strong, you know, kind of Athena, Diana, very, I would suggest for you singing, chanting, working with the fifth chakra, vocalizing, to get more into your empowerment, writing, voice notes, all of that would be great as well, but to actually hear yourself, hear the reverberation that you are. Okay. Thanks for calling in.
Oh, man, thanks. You just gave me a choke in the throat there.
I love it. You're so welcome. Blessings.
Blessings to you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much. Okay, we have a lot of callers. If I don't get to you, I now see our guest. Please call back next Wednesday. Top of the program, we do the channel guidance and the readings, as well as you can see dream interpretation. So let's see, I'm trying to get scrolled down here. You all are what makes the program. I mean, that is it. This is the Awakenings community. You guys just rock. You are amazing and amazingly aware, and we can tell by the callers how aware you are and that you are into this opening. And a lot of your gifts are starting to open as well. And we never know when that happens. So if I didn't get to your question, please call back next Wednesday, but stay on the line. stay in the chat. Stay listening to your computer because it's time for our awakening conversation with Ariana, is our guest today. And as I was saying earlier, you never know how your awakening is going to take place or when. You can be on in one direction in your life, and then the awakening happens, and a new aspect of your being comes into play, and that changes your life forever. And I'd like to tell you a little bit about our guest, Ariana. She was born and raised in Tokyo, Japan, and she actually moved to the United States at age 18 to attend the University of Southern California. There she met her ex-husband, and the two of them developed a multi-million dollar furniture business from the ground up. And at this point, she began to meditate, and her life changed from there. From meditation, the help of other healers and psychics, she began to open up. She had her own awakening, and there she connected with, some would say, her life's purpose, her soul's purpose, which was to help others and to connect with her cosmic family, become a healer and a channel and a consultant to help others open up to the truth of who they are as well. I want to welcome to the program Ariana. Welcome, Ariana.
Hi, Michelle.
Hello. Welcome. Oh, it's so wonderful to connect with you. You know, we've been talking a lot at the beginning of the program, and we tend to, you know, hence the name Awakenings, of people awakening to their gifts, awakening to the truth of who they are, and then having a life purpose that reflects this. Mm-hmm. And so your story is quite interesting as more people are awakening. I want to ask you, when this started happening to you, because you obviously had a much different life, working in the furniture business, and you were definitely on track with that and successful. How was this awakening? How did this happen for you, and how did you respond to this part of yourself opening up?
Well, my first opening was about 12 years ago. It wasn't where I was looking, but it was kind of, I was forced into. My ex-husband basically told me, you work on yourself, go get your help, otherwise I'm going to divorce you. So I was like, okay. Oh. So I unwillingly moved into this opening up myself. Ooh. I had my first therapy, and I went to this place called Hoffman Institute, where I got connected with my emotions, where I first realized and learned forgiveness and unconditional love. From there, it was just never-ending door opening up to different spiritual modalities, to meditation, to healers, to teachers. So that has been my journey for 12 years.
Wow, okay. So I love this. So it was, and I love that it was working on yourself, because I do feel the most clear channels, clear psychics, healers, therapists, whatever. It is the call that we work on ourselves, our emotional body, you know, mm-hmm. we heal. From that, we become a clearer channel. Even if you have the gift naturally, you still have to work on that part. Now, your husband, did he have any, obviously he didn't have any idea this was going to happen. So
no,
when this started, okay. He inadvertently, what a teacher, he put you in that direction, and then you really opened up. How did you, when this first started happening, because obviously you went to, heal, take care of yourself emotionally.
And then next
week,
I went to this meditation mm-hmm. retreat. It was 11-day
okay.
silent meditation retreat, Vipassana meditation mm-hmm. retreat up in Marin. And there, while I was sitting quietly with myself, I connected to my soul, where I realized everything I was looking for from outside was inside of myself. I found everything, basically peace, love, acceptance. Everything I was looking for was already within myself. And that completely changed my life.
Mm-hmm. So in this moment, as you started, this started happening to you, what were your feelings from going from one way of being to, it would seem to like an extreme, was there conflict, or what, the other thing I want to know too, Ariana, what helped you in your in this awakening, in this opening?
I guess there was always a teacher or a mentor who came to my life at the right timing, where they kind of assured me that they were sent to me, obviously, but they kind of told me this is, yes, you are walking the right path, because coming from my culture, which is Japan, being in the business world and mother, I was very practical and logical. And but this emotional side, spiritual side, nobody, you know, can teach you how. You just have to move through your life learning. And there is no right or wrong, or nobody going to give you the test score, you know, what you did. So that part was, this was just going into unknown, and I didn't know how, you know, long or how deep or what it is I'm getting into. So part of me was excited, but the other part of me was scared. And but I knew deeply this is something I had to go.
Yeah. See, I always wonder, because I was channeling since four and was born psychic, so I have this all the time. And I, when I was growing up, I thought it was normal, you know. But when I hear, I thought everybody, But when I hear stories, and there's more of them happening nowadays, people such as yourself, where you're in this cozy, comfortable world, you know, you feel you know yourself, and then all of a sudden, woo, here it happens. I just wonder, how does one cope with that? Because it is going to cause disruption, not just for yourself, but for, you know, the spouse or boyfriend or family. And if you don't mind me asking, how did they respond? Or any how did children, how did they respond, the people around you and your family respond to
this? I have been on a spiritual path for over a decade and very, very deep. So they understood what I needed to do or why I was doing what I was doing. However, when I started to channeling about 2 years ago, it was not English or Japanese. It was totally different, like vibrational language, which is, I call it light language. So when I started to channel that, I myself like, oh my God, what am I going to tell people? You know, I'm this person, you know, I look very, you know, just mature and professional, and I speak this. What am I going to do? And my children and the people close to me, they're like, oh my God, Mom, you better keep your mouth shut. And but they also know what I was doing, what I was saying was true. I mean, I would never make up something like this. It's not in me to make up anything like that. So they also knew what I needed to do with it. So that is one of the reasons I wrote my book, Light Atonement, because this is basically my business card of telling people who I am, why am I doing this, and what I'm going to do. Because if somebody just find me speaking this language, people think I'm crazy, or people think, you know, who is she?
Right.
Or who she thinks she is to change the world. But the truth is, where I came from, this isn't something what I wanted to do, but this is something I must do.
Right, right. So one thing I hear you saying all along, which I love for our listeners to hear, is that it's taking care of yourself emotionally, getting clear the emotions, and, you know, getting mental, emotionally healthy. It sounds like you followed the openings, you got the right teachers and mentors, you got support, and even there was some support with, you know, family. So that brings us to, so that's this wonderful unfolding. How did the book Light Atonement, I want to know more about the book and exactly a little bit of what's in it and, you know, the direction, but how did that come about? Did you know you were going to write a book, or did you just start writing?
Well, some people in the past, some psychics in the past had told me I'm going to write a book, but I didn't put two and two together. When I got kind of stuck about a year ago saying, okay, I have all this knowledge, I have all these channeling abilities, I have all this. How am I going to get out to the world? How am I going to introduce myself to the world? And that's when I woke up one day and said, I am going to write a book. I'm going to write about my life story so that people can understand where I come from. And so I don't have to explain every single person I meet why I do this. So that's how I started. So first, this book was a memoir of my life. And then as I was writing the book, I realized people need to have takeaways. People need to they can just read a great book and kind of like, wow, that's a great, great story, and just move on. That's not what I wanted. I wanted people to learn from my experiences, because my experiences in my life are very similar to many that who go through within their lives. So after each chapter, there is a section called the reflections. That's where they can look back to their life and go through and remembering what they learned, what they want to do, and just have clear sense of what you need to do in the future. So this book is my book, my life story, but it is also yours, and you're going to have a clear on what you need to do, what your life purpose, and, you know, what your life's longing. That's how this book was made.
Wow, I love that. So it started as a memoir. So it sounds like you consciously started it one way, and then the divine direction started coming through, you know, to push you, you know, to evolve it to helping others. Because I do agree, there's, you know, we've had people, Ariana, call in, oh my gosh, this, especially since, I would say, since 2011, people such as yourself are that say, oh my God, I work a corporate or office, or I have my own business, and the other day I was touching a friend's head who had a headache, or I rubbed their shoulders, the migraine went away, and they said they felt all this electrical energy come in. Mm-hmm. And now I can do this for people. They're say, oh, I'm a healer, or now I'm telepathic, or I know when the phone's ringing, I'm becoming psychic. What's happening? I didn't want this. I didn't, you know, consciously they're not wanting this. And it seems, I mean, are you in your life seeing more of these examples, that this is happening for more people?
Oh, yes, I do. About a few years ago, I have a healer that I worked with for a long time. She said suddenly just more light is coming down to the earth. I mean, she could clearly see it. And a lot more people now have help from the cosmic that we could get to where we need to get to. I mean, we couldn't do the same thing 10 years ago. It wasn't in the environment. It wasn't enough light coming down. But now we can.
Yes. Now, you bring up, gosh, there's so much to ask you. I love this. You bring up something kind of amazing, and you touched on it, help from the cosmic. And you've talked about in your book about your cosmic family. And I just want to interject right here for people, because we have a question that, coming in on Twitter. Your website is astarchild.com, and that's just as it sounds, astarchild.com. And many of us, myself included, are star seeds. Is that? Can you talk a bit about cosmic family, star child, knowing where you came from, and being here
for our listeners? I didn't know this until a few years ago. When I first met my family 4 years ago, I was meditating in Manchester. And when I was meditating, I moved through the ocean, went to the spaceship, and I saw this alien, and they said, they told me that they are my family. And when I kind of woke, I'm like, oh my God, what was that? What was that? And a couple of years later, I started to channel, and now I understand what they meant and what they are. I channel my family from seventh dimensions. I channel my father, and I channel my future self and twin sister. So those three have messages for humanity and Earth, so that they can help us move to the right direction. They are very concerned that Earth is going to the wrong direction, and it is time for us now to make a difference. And they are willing to bring down the information, which is not available at this time, through me, so, you know, more technology can be used in a better way, you know, there are things that we could do, because a lot of us, we know the answers inside, but we have been searching outside for so long, and so I'm here to bring them the messages. I'm here to remember, telling people to remember that we have the power. We know how to heal ourselves. We know the answers. We know what we need to do. We just have to simply connect to our heart, which is to our soul.
Yes. Oh, I love that. So this came to you through the meditator, or I'd say the trance state, or connecting and vibrationally. You know, obviously you said, okay, I'll I'll be the voice for this. So how does the channeling take place? And you said that you call it this light language. Mm-hmm. Does someone interpret it for you, write it down? Is it recorded?
Right now,
how do the sessions go?
Sure. Mm-hmm. Right now, only two people I know on this earth can translate them. So for me, they live with me. They're part of me. Their energy is within me. So I can bring them out whenever I want to. So when I mm-hmm. whenever, so say if I have a counseling session, so people ask me questions and I'll channel, and then the translator mm-hmm. will translate what they mean. Or in my daily life, I check in with them every day. So they will tell me, you know, what I need to do or what to watch out, you know, personally or more cosmic-wise or things which is going to happen, you know, in the world. So I discuss mm-hmm. some stuff like this, and that's what they do.
Okay. Now, are your sessions, are they more, is it a wide range? Do you work with people personally, groups?
I do work with people, but mostly I have worked with business people to make a decision mm-hmm. for them. And I wasn't accepting any new clients because last year my focus was writing this book and publishing it. Mm-hmm. So now mm-hmm. I am accepting more clients, so I have more time, so I can just devote more time doing this. So more of channeling
okay.
and working with people.
Okay. And so for those that are just tuning in, we're speaking with healer, channeler, and consultant Ariana, and you can find out more about her at starchild.com. And we're also speaking about her new book, Light Atonement, which we'll be diving into a little more. Do you find, I want to get your take on this, because I happen to feel and think so. I do feel people are going to be connecting more to their star lineage or star roots, other dimensional aspects of being. Can you talk a bit about that, if you think and feel that so, and seeing that, and maybe if why, you know, is that important in this universal awakening that's taking place?
It's not necessarily connecting to the star lineage, because they have told me there are very few people who do have true lineage in stars. That is not necessarily the purpose of us connecting, but more mm-hmm. we are aware, as you know, our vibrations get, you know, just higher and faster, and our frequency gets faster and higher, then we can get to higher dimensions. So we are getting closer to different dimensions. The people and stars obviously have higher dimensions than Earth at this moment. So our opening are getting us closer to the stars and star lineage, but that doesn't necessarily we come from there. All of us come from there.
Yeah.
None of that.
But some do, yeah. That I'm aware of. That I'm aware of. Not everybody.
Yeah. And the humans are evolving, and we're getting mm-hmm. similar to those of the vibration of the people up there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there is definitely, the difference between those, the star roots or star seeded or star seeds. Some hybrids. I mean, there's, you know, it's like, I look at it as like people from different countries or cities. You can tell that they're all good, all perfect, but there is a difference. But there is this awakening to that, as well as, I would say, light workers or light bearers. It seems that more wanting to work with the light.
Yeah.
Can you talk about that, as well as why you call the language light language?
Mm-hmm. I call it light language because the language I speak carries light. If you are clairvoyant, you clearly see that light carries light. My language carries light as well as frequencies. So it penetrates into the, you know, the people's aura, and it just not be hard in your ear. It, you just felt in the body. It's vibrational language. That's why I call it light language.
Mm.
And if I go back to your last question, we, even the people like me who have star lineage, we are here not to go back to the star. We are here because we're here as a human to do the work on this earth as a human. So, you know, our past, and, you know, that helps because we have more knowledge, or we have a connection that we can bring the information down here. But our purpose is to be here as a human and make a difference here. So that's what, you know, we need to, that's what the light workers, we are going to make a difference on this earth.
Yeah. And my understanding, I mean, we're seeded with the information, the new information, the new technologies, what's coming up, and how to guide and direct. Pretty fascinating and blessed. I mean, it's amazing. It's such a gift. I mean, challenging, but it's a gift as well, you know, with a lot of, you know, responsibility.
Yes, I feel very honored, and at the same time, I feel the responsibility, as you said.
Yeah, it's both. So let me ask you, with the book, why you call it Light Atonement, if you can talk a bit about what is Light Atonement.
Well, actually, the name of the book, Light Atonement, was given to me by my star family. The seventh dimension where they come from, everything is done by light and light frequencies. So Light Atonement, you know, on this book means that fixing the problem on this planet and reversing the things we have done through light energy. So light energy could be just our thought, you know, our prayers, or just simply just putting our frequencies and intentions out. Those are the way we change the world.
And what are your thoughts about people coming together? Do you feel it's necessary in group or individual? Or what are your thoughts for that in making
I see both, but I believe most important part is everybody do their own part, which is they don't have to do a big step. They can do small steps. I mean, in my book, I talk about the most important things you can do right now is be kind to yourself and others. If you commit to that, and every single person on this earth commit to that, the world is going to be a different place. So it doesn't have to be like one had to create a new technology or a new, you know, just something huge or something that you think is a big hurdle. Anyone can do this. Anyone can connect. Anyone can take care of oneself. Anyone can just, you know, connect to your heart. Those are the things each individual can do. And when we do that, it's probably the more people who are similar who want to work together. So that's its natural cause coming as a group, because similar mind people want to do things together. We have similar goals. But everything starts as individual.
Well, that's good to know that you're saying that. So, because a lot of times people will say, oh, how can, you know, I'm not doing anything big, or I'm just, you know, I'm working on myself, or I'm, you know, helping my family, you know, should I be doing something bigger? So what I'm hearing you say is what we do individually really is impacting the whole.
Correct. I mean, you being a good mother and taking care of yourself and your need is enough. Is enough. That is going to transform the world.
Love that. Now, Ariana, what do you, and I don't know if you get into this in your book, but maybe you can touch on it now, if you have any advice for people that are opening up to their path, you know, and I think that you're coming out and speaking is so fantastic, because I think people need to hear more stories of, you know, this redirection of energy, you know, where, okay, you're in one direction in your life, and now this huge awakening, this opening happens, and now you're called into service, you know, it's like, so many are going through this. What would you suggest to people that they are having this type of opening as well?
Just believe in themselves and follow your heart, because they know, your heart knows where you need to go. And, you know, it's, you can't really have other people's opinions all the time, because nobody knows you. Nobody knows your heart but yourself. So I said, just follow your heart and trust yourself.
Boy, the trust, that's a biggie, I think, for people. Right, is having that, you know, that trust. Now, just also because I find it fascinating, you have one son, right? Is it, you have children or one son?
I have a son and a daughter.
And a daughter, okay, your children. Yeah. So how are you, I mean, I think it's so amazing that they're coming into more of a conscious bed, you know, opening, you know, conscious bedrock of this kind of information and insight. How is it, is this openly talked about in the family? Are they a part of this?
They both are part of this cosmic family.
So
my son is indigo from the birth. He's like you. He was always clairvoyant. You know, he could speak with his guardian angels and higher self. So he deeply understands it. That doesn't mean he want to come out, and, which is okay.
Right.
He has his life to go through, and, you know, he may not even come out until he's 35, but which is okay.
Right.
So I do know how to convince them of what I am, you know, what. So that's easy part for me. Yeah.
Oh, that's wonderful. I love hearing that. It's like, for me, my parents, they didn't not believe. They just didn't know what to do with it. You know, they would, like, I'd tune into somebody, you know, like, oh, they're supposed to come over for dinner next weekend. I go, oh, they're not coming over. They're going to be in the hospital. They'd be like, oh, Michelle, don't say that. Why are you saying that? I don't know. I just got a vision. They're gonna, and then they'd be in the hospital. And then everybody would look at me kind of, okay. All right, Michelle. But, and then later found out my mom was.
I do not talk to my parents about my stuff. I mean, they know what I do, but that my parents are, they have no idea. I mean, they know what I have things to say, but they, I don't know. They don't know. Because, well, they don't speak English either, so they really don't know what I'm talking about.
They really don't know. But I think that's important because you're not, you know, it's not hiding something, but you don't have to, it's not their path, you know, to put it on them. And it sounds like, which I so want the listeners to get, it sounds like you, I love, you have the support and you've done your own personal work and continue to, and continue to commune. I think that's just so amazing. I think that's just, you're a wonderful example of people that are going to be going, you know, that are going through this and that will be going through this of, you know, how to do this. Now your book, obviously it's available, Amazon as well as,
my website as well.
And now let me just clarify, you did say in the book there are some reflections or things to do, exercises or ways that you help people connect to this part within themselves, as well as your story and how you, you know, handled this, I guess.
Correct.
Yeah. Oh, love it, love it. What, you know, sometimes people, I think when you have this ability or gift, look, you know, and I've had this happen sometimes. I'll be out, you know, dancing or in an art gallery or with, and people say, oh, my God, I didn't know you. Oh, you like art. You like music, Michelle. And I'm like, yeah, really do. You know, it's like, so sometimes people think that this is your whole life. This is all that you do. You know, right? I mean, I know you're very busy and you're very full with this, but are there same ways that you not tune out, but relax or shift into more human, you know?
Oh, totally. I watch movies. You know, I read. I go out with friends. I'm normal human being, so you
normal
know, and
human.
We all need
that.
We all need that.
Yeah.
So.
Wonderful. Yeah. Wonderful leisure time. We need that leisure time, and
we have to take care of our body. We have to take care of our soul. We have to take care of our emotions. You know, we all need that. So.
Well, Ariana, we're out of time, but you've been just a love. Thank you so much for taking the time to. And letting us know about your book, Light Atonement. You've really given us some great, great insight, information, and advice. So thank you so much for being on the program.
And thank you so much for having me. Take care.
Take care. All right. What a wonderful love. I love that. It's an amazing book that you can really get some insight, guidance, especially those of you who are just now having your awakening or further awakening. Like, we have some callers that call in and say, I, you know, it's getting more and more. I have to do something different in my life. I have to be of service. Again, our guest was Ariana. The book is Light Atonement. And for more information, you can go to astarchild.com. Wow. Wonderful guest, Dream Master, saying yes. Crystal Bowl saying talk to you next week. Yeah, we'll connect next Wednesday. As always, continue to shine your light, share your insight, and of course, keep awake.
Awakenings broadcasts every Wednesday, 12 p.m. Pacific Time. Archive shows are available on iTunes. For continued Awaken conversation and insights, join the Awakenings group on Facebook and visit Michelle's blog at soulinsightsforspiritledliving.com. That's soulinsights, the number 4, spiritledliving.com. Keep awake.